Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Welcome in to the Fog.net podcast. My name is Michael Swain, and I'm the Kansas beat writer for 24/7 Sports. We have a bit of an emergency podcast episode for you here this weekend. KU is starting to build some momentum in the class of 2023, picking up its second commitment of the class this Saturday, getting a pledge from Siraz Buncombe, a three-star athlete who KU recruited as a wide receiver out of the San Diego area. We're going to start off talking about both the first two commits, Taylor Davis out of Texas and then Siraz Buncombe. And then we will run an interview that we recorded with Siraz earlier this week. He committed last weekend and moved up his visit to this weekend. And so we recorded a quick little 15-minute interview during the week so that you all can kind of get to know him a little bit better. And I thought that his thought process and the way that he went about the recruiting process with KU was super interesting. Clearly a big fan of KU and what the staff is doing. So wanted to do more of a long form podcast rather than a short written kind of article, but you can find all sorts of that analysis and written articles on fog.net covering all of the recruiting information coming out of the weekend. Obviously, KU is in the middle of a big recruiting weekend, kind of the first legit recruiting weekend that KU's had this cycle. And they'll have a few guys on campus this weekend, a few more on campus next weekend as well. And so we'll see how many commitments KU is able to get here as June unfolds. But starting off with Taylor Davis, who committed to KU during the week and was KU's first verbal commitment that went public in the class of 2023. And I think for KU, it's a really good start to the class. I think you look at the offer list for Taylor Davis, started off early, got some early offers, right? Arizona State both offered, got an SEC offer from Tennessee as well. The offers were there. And I think as things progressed, the KU coaching staff did a great job building a relationship with him. Jonathan Wallace leading the charge, Brian Borland, the safeties coach and defensive coordinator, also chipping in and putting in a lot of effort with him. I think you can tell sometimes how interested KU is in a player by how often they go and visit them. And KU used all of its available evaluations for Taylor Davis to go down this spring. Jonathan Wallace went down multiple times. Brian Borland went down. They both went down together at one point. And I think that really communicates to a recruit that KU or a prospective coaching staff is very interested. And KU really prioritized him and made him feel at home. And I think to me, the thing that maybe stood out most about the decision and the decision-making process was the fact that Davis felt comfortable committing without taking that kind of crucial official visit. He took an unofficial visit in March, was there for that Texas basketball game. And I think that kind of started to plant the seeds that, hey, this could be a place for me. That's something that he talked about with me, at least, was that kind of in that moment when he got to see KU for the first time, he kind of felt like this could be a place where I could call home for, 3, 4, 5 years, depending on how things play out. And talking to him, his parents were on board with it. They were cool with him committing before the official visit. So he will take his official visit next weekend, June 17th, 18th, and 19th. I think if you look at his skill set, it fits what KU looks for at safety. I think if you want to play him closer to the line of scrimmage, you definitely can. He's got that physical element to his game. You can look at the tackle numbers from his junior season, right, where he finishes the season with 87 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, a sack. He had 4 interceptions, 2 interceptions taken back for a touchdown. A very versatile player who I think, depending on how his body fills out, could play really far back and play kind of like a high safety, or could move closer to the box like a Kenny Logan. And I think for KU, the ability to develop him over multiple years will be really important. And if you're into the rankings, you can look at him and being a, borderline top 50. He's number 64 in terms of safety ranking nationally in the 24/7 Sports rankings. And then the number 121 ranked player in the state of Texas. Obviously, Texas, one of the deepest states in terms of talent. So you can't really complain about, you know, the number of talented players there are in that state. So I think overall for KU, really strong start to the class, really high character individual, someone that coaches rave about. And I think that getting to talk to him, you can certainly see that he is all in on going to KU. Talked about academics being an important part, and it seems like a good start to the class. And then you've got someone like Buncombe, who in terms of the athletic profile has what you want in a wide receiver, 6'4", long arms. He did track this year for the first time, ran a sub 11 second 100 meters. It was a 10.68, I believe, was his fastest time, which is really good, especially considering the fact that he is a taller wide receiver. So he's someone that you can think, you know, playing on the outside, not necessarily a slot guy, but could play on the outside, would bring some athleticism, some physicality out there. And he's another one that has some impressive offers on that offer list, right? I think you look academically at a school like Duke, shows, hey, this is someone that cares about school. But then you also have a program like Oregon, which offered. And then you've got another high-level G5 and future Big 12 program in BYU. You know, Kansas State offered him as well. And so did Pittsburgh. So multiple Power 5 offers, someone that I think is another really good addition to the class. And again, another high-character individual. And I think you talking to some of these guys that KU is recruiting, that's really come through. That these are a lot of guys that are kind of leaders of their high school football teams, really good students. Academics are important to them. And talking to both Buncombe and Davis, both of them mentioned the way that KU talks about its academics and its graduation rate. Both players mentioned that. I think that equally shows that they're interested in the academic side of things in college, and also shows that KU is trying to get out there and put out there that they have a really high graduation rate for football players. So I think just interesting things that you pick up on talking to players and talking to the guys that KU's recruiting. So I think overall, you know, a wide receiver to start, that's a good way to start on the offensive side, and a safety on the defensive side. I think KU will take multiple defensive backs. Be interested to see which wide receivers KU decides to take in addition to Buncombe, because there's kind of different styles of wide receivers that you have on campus this weekend, with someone like Keaton Kubeka out of Austin, who's more of a bigger wide receiver. And then you've got someone like Jared Sample out of the Houston area, who's more of a shifty, really fast track time type of guy. So it will be interesting to see, you know, how KU approaches the rest of the wide receiver class. But I think for the broader perspective, good way to start this class and build some momentum. So we'll see as the weekend finishes up on Sunday, as they have their final conversations with the coaching staff before returning home. And for some of them, like Calvin Clements, a Lawrence native, or Trey Richardson, a Topeka native, it'll be a short trip. For others like Sample and Kubeka, they're going down to Texas again, and Logan Brantley's headed back to Colorado. So we'll see if we get any other immediate decisions, but a good start for KU in the class of 2023 nonetheless, which is kind of Lance Leipold and the coaching staff, their first full cycle in Lawrence. So that's enough of me talking here one-on-one. Let's get into this interview with Siraz Buncombe. And as always, thank you for listening to the Fog.net podcast. If you like what you hear, please leave a rating and review. And we also have a VIP sale going on right now. You can get 60% off on a VIP subscription. Stay in the loop on all things KU football recruiting, KU basketball recruiting. The Bill Self Camp scrimmages are going on right now. I was there in Lawrence on Wednesday for that and wrote way too much, about 1,000 words on it. Just some thoughts on seeing some of those guys for the first time. And obviously we'll have a lot of KU football recruiting intel coming out of the weekend as well. So with that, let's dive into this interview with Siraz Buncombe.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All righty, I am joined now by KU's newest member of the class of 2023, Siraz Bunkum. Siraz, how are you feeling after the news, and how's your day been so far?
I'm feeling great. I'm very comfortable and elated about my decision. So my day is going pretty well. I actually just got a few messages from a receiver coach, Coach Samuel, just now.
For sure. I love it. We'll probably dive into that here in just a few minutes. But I guess for you starting off, you know, the decision to commit to Kansas now, why was KU kind of the place for you?
Well, you know, as I said before, a lot of, like, Coach Samuel had relayed to me that I'm the number one guy on his recruiting board. And a lot of schools have told me that, but not a lot of schools have shown me that. And KU has been pretty consistent throughout, since actually before I even had the offer, of reaching out to me, multiple members of their staff reaching out and kind of showing me that I'm the guy that they want. So.
Yeah, for sure. And I remember seeing some of that stuff, you know, even going back into like early January before they had offered. And so for you, let's start with the relationship side of things. You know, who were some of the coaches that you built a relationship with over time? Obviously, Coach Samuel being the wide receivers coach, you being a wide receiver that KU's recruiting, that's got to be a big one. But just in general, you know, who are some of the closest relationships you had with some of the staff members?
As you said, definitely Coach Samuel led the charge. Coach Quizzer, Coach Q, I call him, definitely had a lot of conversations with him. I actually spent about the most time with him and Coach Samuel during my unofficial back at the junior day. And Coach Rob, the general manager, I spent a lot of time with him actually during the Texas versus Kansas game, the Big 12 championship senior night. So, yeah, I sat next to him. And I'd say the director of recruiting, Coach Schwarzkopf. I'd say they're the four guys I've talked to the most. Definitely, we're still in contact with a lot of the staff members. Like Coach Leopold, I was in contact with him via Twitter DMs for a while. So, as I said, there's a long list of staff members that continuously reached out. Coach Necky, the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, and I guess let's dive more into the relationship with Coach Samuel. Obviously, he arrived in Lawrence in December. The first kind of full season is coming up here, but in terms of your conversations, getting to meet him in person when you were there in March for that unofficial visit, what are some of the things that stand out about Coach Samuel and why'd you like him as your position coach?
Definitely the type of person he is, his personality for sure. He has high character. He's very honest and transparent. He's been like that from the get-go, from the start of the recruitment up until now. He's always kept it 100 with me and never sold me any lies or anything like that. You know, it's coaches' jobs to you know, tell you everything you want to hear, you know, kind of, you know, they sell the school to you. But he's always kept it truthful and honest with me. And I love his coaching philosophy. A lot of the things that I heard him go through during the practice, I caught on to. And we had a position meeting, individual position meeting, and that lasted about 10 to 15 minutes. And even within that short time frame, there's a lot that I took from it. And there is even more that he actually had on his Google slide ready to present, but didn't have enough time to get to that, unfortunately. But yeah, definitely, I'd say his character, personality, and a coaching philosophy were the three main things that I took from him.
Of course. And walk us through kind of the moment then, you know, when you decided to give the coaching staff your commitment, kind of take us into that moment and what it was like and what their reaction was like.
So prior to my commitment, I was talking it over with my dad for about like an hour and a half to 2 hours. We were just, you know, going through the pros and cons, and I was kind of just telling him why and why I don't choose these schools. And so I had hit up Coach Samuel on iMessage and asked for us to FaceTime. So we were on the call, and, you know, he had like, you know, just a very regular, you know, stoic face throughout like the first 30 minutes of the call. Then I get to saying I'm ready to commit to Kansas, for my exact words. And yeah, his face lit up. He was very excited. He was like, if I'm dreaming, don't wake me up now, because I don't want to wake up. So and then he went to get Coach Leopold on the phone with me as well. And so yeah, so both him and Coach Leopold were very ecstatic over the phone. And then since then, I've been getting messages from like the rest of the staff congratulating me and welcoming me to the Jayhawk family.
Definitely. And on the visit side of things, you know, you initially kind of set the visit for later in the month, and mm-hmm. you moved it up to be around some of those other kind of priority targets that KU yep. has. And so mm-hmm. on that visit, you know, what are you kind of looking forward to seeing, and kind of, it's your second time back on campus, so you'll be a little more familiar with it, but what are you kind of looking forward to here with the official visit that'll be a few days?
Yeah, as you said, it's my second time on campus. So through the first time, I kind of actually learned a lot throughout that one-day visit. And I've done a lot of research myself. So a lot of the answers that I had are already a lot of the questions that I had are already answered. So what I'm really just looking for is, like, you know, they might answer some questions that actually weren't questions originally. So they might surprise me with a few things. And I'm just looking forward to, you know, just see more of the area. I spent some time on the unofficial driving around Lawrence, like downtown Lawrence, and mm-hmm. we had some good food at Joe's Barbecue. Coach Hugh has suggested that. So, and then I've heard of Johnny's Tavern just recently, mm-hmm. so I think I'm going to have to check that out next time we're out there. So just getting more of a feel of, like, the terrain and the feel of Lawrence a little bit more. Definitely, like, want to just check out, like, the classroom tours and things like that. So.
Definitely.
I'd also like to talk to an academic advisor, specifically from the business program, since that's my intended major.
Yeah. And so you mentioned, you leave me kind of the next question there. Well, with business, you know, why is that something that is kind of big for you? And what about that kind of interests you the most?
Well, since I was young, I've always kind of gravitated towards business because both my parents are business owners themselves. My mom is in cosmetology, so she's owned a hair salon for decades before I was even born. She had two beauty salons and a beauty supply store open at one point. And she still actually owns one now to this day and works there. And my dad is a property management. He owns property real estate all around, like San Diego, St. Louis, and other states, and kind of rent those out. So kind of always just gravitated towards wanting to be, you know, my own boss, with my parents kind of being role models. So
definitely. And obviously, you know, the first time you were on campus, it seems like it was a big visit for you, getting to see everything. You know, I'm curious too, getting to watch kind of a practice. That's not something that really get to do very often. And so what were kind of some of the things that stood out to you getting to watch KU football go through that practice?
Definitely the position drills. The position drills really stood out. A lot of the concepts that Coach Samuel was performing, had the receivers doing, I took note of for sure. There's like some drills I've never seen before, but I definitely liked them and actually relate those drills over to my coach. Like, we should do this for sure. Especially there's like screen drills, and in my offense we run screens a lot as well. So like, as far as blocking and fundamentals, he was really teaching fundamentals and technique, which is where it all starts, you know. So and then a lot of people take special teams for granted. They don't really think of special teams, but the special teams coach really takes attention to detail with the special teams. I mean, it's important because you could very much easily lose the game by one or by 3 points, and that's simply just a field goal. So yeah, special teams is definitely important, and they really take that into account, which I've noticed a lot of other teams kind of haven't been that way. So
most definitely. And, you know, also on the official visit or unofficial visit, I should say, you know, getting to see Allen Fieldhouse, and that Texas game was, you know, remember that. It was a pretty intense kind of atmosphere there at the start with how kind of close things were. But for you, like, what's that experience like getting to see a game at Allen Fieldhouse, kind of getting to see the KU fans in full force there? I guess, what sort of impression does that leave on someone like you that's seen KU for the first time?
Well, I've never been to a college basketball game nor an NBA game at all. So for that to be my first experience, definitely was a big impression. It was a great atmosphere. I was right next to the student section. So, yeah, it was pretty loud. I believe that game went into double overtime, I believe. I know it went into one overtime. I'm not sure if it went to double. But, yeah, the crowd and atmosphere was definitely crazy. And a lot of the football players I've seen, they want to transition that onto the football field.
Mm. And, you know, during that unofficial visit too, I guess, were you able to talk much to any kind of active players? Obviously, you're there at practice. They can't talk to you then. But kind of in the time after any sort of point during that visit, were you able to talk with some players? And if so, what are kind of some of your memories from getting to talk to them?
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to talk to any of the players. As I said, during practice is really the only time I was able to see them. It was a pretty jam-packed day, you know, like we had the campus tour and all of that. But I've reached out to a few of the receivers myself and the players, and, you know, they kind of give me a vibe. They gave me told me the vibe of the building and things like that. So I didn't get to talk to them in person, but I've reached out afterwards, and they definitely gave me some advice and some things about Kansas.
Definitely. And it sounds like, you know, you've gone out of your way to do some own research. And we talked about that kind of before we hit record, that you've gone out of your way to look into KU and do kind of your due diligence on your own. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that maybe interest you the most about kind of Kansas and some of the things that you saw based on the research that you did?
Definitely the networking. You can tell they put a lot of resources and money into their networking, both like alumni networking and student networking. I have something here in my notes. I took a lot of notes on what I've got from the website and from the KU Alumni Association app. Something called the Jayhawk Career Network, which is a network that gives students and alumni access to career resources, jobs, events, programming, and other connections in every stage of your career. They have something called HireJayhawks.com, which helps connect students and employers like to career services and things of that such. And I've noticed they have a mentoring program and things called KU Bridges, which my brother is very fond of. And just noticed things like their employment rate 6 months after graduation is pretty high. It's up there in the 90 percentile. So just things like that. I didn't notice that in other schools. I did the research, and it was a lot harder to find. I had to dig deeper for those type of answers. But KU had it all laid out for me. It was just right there. So I definitely took a lot of notes on that. And definitely their networking for sure.
Definitely. And I guess let's transition to on the field. We haven't been able to hit on that much yet at all. You know, for KU fans that maybe aren't into grinding on huddle and watching kind of all your highlights, explain to them what KU is getting in you and your abilities as a football player.
I believe that they are getting a very versatile receiver. I play both sides of the ball in high school, but as I said, I'm recruited from Kansas as a receiver. Coach Samu describes me as a lethal weapon, somebody who's 6'4". But a lot of the taller receivers aren't as don't have as much body control. They're a little bit more clumsy. So he's like, the fact that I'm 6'4" with great body control, great hands. What do you call me? Sure-handed is his exact words. He said I have a big wingspan, catch radius, and just the fact that I can 6'4", run a 10.5, 100 meter. I can high jump 6'3", so I'm a mismatch to a lot of those shorter corners in the 50-50 ball, especially with me already being 6'4 myself with the large wingspan. And I can get in and out of my breaks pretty quickly, so I'll describe myself as a pretty tall receiver who could go deep for the long ball or catch a slant or a screen, you know, like 3-yard routes and take it the distance.
Definitely. And I know you do some track too. I think for me personally, when you look at you know, this day and age and football players, especially at the high school level, track is a big thing. And being able to get verified, you know, times for whether it be jumping or sprinting. Talk to us a little bit about kind of your track background and how this spring season there in San Diego went for you.
So this was actually my first year of track ever. I've never ran track before. I was always a big baseball guy. As you know, track is like the same season as baseball. So kind of had to pick and choose. And I was always a big baseball guy, but I switched it up a little bit and decided to run track. And going into my first meet, I actually didn't even know what was considered a good track time. I was like, I just try to run my fastest and just progress from whatever time I get. First ever meet, and I ended up running a 10.87. I posted on Twitter, and it just blew up. I was like, oh, so that must have been good. So since then, and a 10.58, and then I ran times, and then ended up. The plan was actually just for me to run the 400. Excuse me, the 4x1. The 100 and the 200, but my track coach needed high jumpers, and there was nobody else to high jump. And she was like, well, if you want to give it a try, you can go ahead. So, no, I just, you know, just for the team can get points, I tried high jumping. In my first ever time high jumping, I jumped 5.10, and then the next meet, I jumped 6.2, and then from there, I PR'd at 6.3 on the track season. So, my PRs would be a 10.5 in the 100 and a 6.3 in high jump.
Yeah, that's all great, especially, I mean, considering the fact first time doing track, getting a lot of those measurements and times, I think that's all very impressive stuff. One more question here for you, and then we'll let you go and wrap things up. What excites you most about being committed and being the first commitment in KU's 2023 class?
Oh, it cut out a little bit. May you repeat that?
Yeah, just what excites you most about being KU's first commitment in the class of 2023, and just what excites you about kind of being committed to KU now?
As I said in the beginning, I'm very comfortable and ecstatic about my decision. It took me literally 3 seconds to start recruiting. Every time I've seen somebody, there's a lot of players getting KU offers yesterday from like camps. A lot of coaches were at the camps, and I was seeing a lot of people picked up camp offers, and I went straight to their DM and yo, like, I just committed to KU a few days ago. We're building something special here, and I definitely got on the recruiting front. So I say that's like the most exciting part. I hit up a few guys who's going to be out there on the official with me, and it seems to be looking pretty good for KU. A lot of players have them in their top three or even top two. So.
Love it. Great to hear. Well, for all the KU fans out there, where can they follow you on all the social media so they can keep track of you here going into your senior season and then when you arrive in Lawrence in the future?
So my Twitter is at SurazB, so S-U-R-A-H-Z, and then a capital B. And then my Instagram handle is a little wonky. It's something you might have to write down. D3C13AR. Kind of something I made in middle school and just stuck with it because I like being unique.
I love it. That's a perfect way to cap it. Thank you a bunch for jumping on the Fog.net podcast, and definitely excited to see where things go for you from here.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.